Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I want to tell you a little bit about what I've been doing to work on my financial freedom just briefly here in a moment. And then I want to introduce a guest. We've brought back Lynn Murrow. She joined us last week, and she's the Executive Vice President of Lifestyles Unlimited. She's an investor herself, longtime investor, longtime mentor, was my mentor when we got started, in fact. And she was a host of this very radio show for quite some time as well. That's what pulled me into the organization way back in 2012. So we're going to bring her back on. Lynn's done a lot more analysis, reading, and so on around the CARES Act. There's a lot of movement in there, a lot of opportunity. We're going to talk about that. And if you are a landlord, if you're concerned about liquidity, making that cash come in the door, whether from your tenants or otherwise, there's a lot of information in there that's going to be good for you. For example, how you can get a $10,000 grant possibly. Okay, we'll talk about that. And let me go ahead and give out the phone number now. If you have questions for me or for Lynn, you can give us a call here in the studio. The number is 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335. Or feel free to send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. I checked those during the break. That's askandy@luinc.com. I'll bring Lynn on here in just a second. I do want to tell you, though, just because the world around us has stopped, seemingly, right? It hasn't. Things are continuing to move. You don't need to stop altogether either. You may be hunkered down, right, with your family, with your kids in the background. I know my toddler's in the background somewhere as well. But we continue to grow. We continue to educate ourselves. For example, just last Thursday, I was able to attend a case study. Lifestyles does these all the time. We've been doing these for years. Monthly event, normally in person, in the offices here in Dallas, where I'll go and meet with my Dallas-Fort Worth friends, investors, hear what's going on in my local market. But this time, the case study was different because obviously we can't have hundreds of investors together in one room. So we did this live, on a live stream. Worked out great. And the best thing of all, this is why I bring this up for you. No matter where you are, you can learn about other parts of the country. So we did a case study that was down in San Antonio. I learned about that market, single family. Did another single family case study in Houston. Learned more about that market. Got me really excited. And then heard from a fellow up here in Dallas-Fort Worth that just bought his very own apartment complex as an independent rental owner. Very, very interesting to me. Now, it was about a year ago that he bought it, but very recently. Good news, great price, pocket deal. Went through the numbers, so I learned a ton. I've continued my education, and keep that in mind as we talk through events today. There's been a lot of education coming down the pipeline. Lynn personally has hosted a number of webinars, seminars online, addressing various aspects of what we do in real estate, and we'll get into some of that today. In fact, Lynn, you hosted the webinar on Friday, again, kind of a follow-up to the initial single-family one we did about a week and a half ago. Dove back into that, brought the latest details because things are changing quite a bit. And if you don't mind, let's dive into the CARES Act. And there's one piece in there in particular that really caught my eye that I think is going to be very helpful to a lot of people out there. And that's the access that they're going to now have to their IRAs and to their 401ks. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on there?
Sure. This has gotten overlooked, I think, in the general conversation, and the act is long, so it's a bit of a beat down to read it. But this is exciting not only for landlords, but for anybody that needs some additional liquidity right now, or anyone who's interested in investing in additional properties. And so what needs to not get lost in the conversation is that we are looking at, in a month, maybe two, some really great opportunities coming our way, and we don't know how long those opportunities will last. So we need to be prepared now to invest. So under the CARES Act, with your 401k, your IRA, any sort of related retirement funds, so solo 401ks, different equivalents of those for different industries, and I think, even government employees. So you need to call your plan administrator to find out. But definitely 401ks, IRAs, solo IRAs, all of those kinds of retirement products, you can withdraw $100,000 maximum. And this is from each one. So, for instance, if a couple both has their own independent IRAs or 401ks, they can each withdraw up to $100,000 without the 10% penalty if they are younger than 59 and a half. Obviously, if you're over that age, you don't have that penalty. Here's the kicker, though, and something we have never seen since the inception of these programs, is you will have 3 years to pay that back to your IRA or 401k if you choose to. If you've listened to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show for very long, you know that we recommend that you get that money out of there as quickly as you can, so it's not under government control and you can use it to make you money. So here's the real exciting part. You get 3 years to pay taxes on that money if you keep it as a distribution. And so this is a tremendous opportunity to shift those resources from 401ks and IRAs into your own pocket to get that money working for you as a real estate investor, or really anything else you want to use it for. But remember, it's your retirement money. So you want to use it in a way where it's making you money. One of our members who is in a lot of passive investments and is a very experienced real estate investor always reminds us not to eat your seed corn. So be careful with the money that you take out of your IRA or 401k, and that you're using it to make you money for supporting your lifestyle through retirement and providing something for your heirs when you go. So that is what they are offering. This is through the end of the year. So the real question here, and something I want to remind people of, is that if you were invested in the stock market, you have taken some pretty hard hits, and you need to, in my opinion, and I am not a financial planner, I am not an attorney, I'm not a CPA, I'm simply a real estate investor that's been doing this a while, you need to not panic and sell. And the logic there is, I don't want to lose the little bit I have left.
Right. Exercise some discipline. Make a plan, really. Talk with people like myself, with Lynn. Get in tune with other investors, which is what we do all the time at Lifestyles Unlimited. They'll give you some direction. And we'll talk a little bit more about some direction you may want to take when we continue with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show in just a moment.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the show, we're bringing back Lynn Murrow. She was with us last week as well, and if you missed last week's show, you're going to want to catch that. Of course, things are changing fairly quickly. We're getting more information. We're understanding more what's gone into the CARES Act, what's coming out of that. But if you did miss the show, check it out at lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the radio tab. If you missed the first segment, we were talking about one of the provisions in that act, which allows for an individual to draw down up to $100,000 out of a retirement account without incurring the penalty, the 10%, if you're under 59 and a half, and then being able to pay taxes on that if you don't return the money over a three-year span of time, which is a great opportunity if you want to get into real estate investing to really get some money to leverage. And Lynn, I want to wrap up the conversation on 401ks. We were talking about the fact that, well, the market's dropped quite a bit. What kind of recommendations do you have for us at this point, if we're watching our 401k kind of dissolve in front of our eyes?
What you don't want to do if you have lost, I talked to somebody who's lost 90%, right? And they, you know, were devastated by that. And I am, you know, suggesting, and again, I'm not a financial planner. I'm not a stockbroker. I'm not a CPA or an attorney. I'm simply a real estate investor that's been doing this a while. I think that you wait for the bounce if you possibly can. Now, with some of these funds and some of the limited investment choices that you have, you don't have a lot of control in these 401ks and IRAs. So I would talk to the plan administrators and get a plan together and see if you can get any kind of sell orders in at certain levels, but that may not be possible, in which case you're going to wait and as long as you can into the year in order to see if you've got a recovery, which I anticipate we will have as soon as we hit on the downhill slide of the number of deaths per day. We're heading up the curve, which is an exponential curve that happens in all viruses, right? That's why when you know, a social media post goes viral, right? You see it exponentially increase in views. This is where that term came from. And so it's not because people aren't doing the right thing or we don't have enough masks. This was already set way back when the first case hit your state. This curve was already pretty much set for you. So we're going to see a lot more deaths over the last couple of weeks, the next couple of weeks. And then it's going to wave across the country in the order in which the first cases appeared in each city. So when we're on the downhill slide from that and you start hearing the news talk about that, then you're going to see the stock market come back, in my opinion. And when that happens, that'll provide you the opportunity to take advantage of this. And you do need to self-declare to your plan administrator that you have been impacted by the coronavirus. So you can't honestly say that if your job is one of the jobs that has picked up, you're working overtime, you're making more money than ever right now, this won't be available to you. But if you are a landlord and you have had any residents not be able to pay rent, you have been impacted. You've been impacted by not being able to file evictions. And by the way, I want to make sure everybody understands that doesn't mean people don't have to pay rent. They do have to pay rent. This could be the worst thing that ever happened to residents in rental properties. If they pile up 2 or 3 months of rent, it's going to be very difficult for them to catch up, and they're going to have to do it. And so we're going to give some tips at the end of this show of how you can help your residents to pay their rent now so they're not looking at horrible options down the line here that neither you nor they want. Most people live where they live because they like where they live and they want to stay there. And so we're going to help you help your residents and find ways for them to be able to pay their rent or do partial pays. But for now, the 401k and the IRA are a very interesting option that everybody should explore and take a look at. It's an option that's fleeting. It's going to be gone at the end of the year. And like I said, never seen anything like this since the inception of the 401k.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. And for those that are listening that are not members of Lifestyles, I do want to mention, if you want to learn more, you're going to be around people like myself, like Lynn, like-minded people that know what they're doing, that have been doing this for a while. Some people will be a little bit more nascent, just getting started. But you're going to be around a group that thinks about these things and can project and can plan and can help you get educated. What I want you to do first and foremost is go check out our website. It's freeworkshoplivestream.com. Again, that's freeworkshoplivestream.com, and that'll just give you an introduction. That's basically our traditional free workshop that we host normally in person, but you can do that via live stream. And Lynn, you mentioned earlier in the first segment, one of our investors that always talks about the seed corn. Well, he's one of the presenters, super knowledgeable guy, been invested in I don't know how many multifamily deals. He's got single family. These are people that you want to be talking with, especially at this point in our lives with all that's going on around us. So the 401k is a great option that we might lever. What about for those that are concerned about cash flow? What other options are there that are given to us essentially in this CARES Act?
You have a couple of Small Business Administration loans, and some of their typical processes have been waived, like fees and things like that. The need for collateral for different loans has been waived. There is the small business emergency loans that are available, and those are available to small businesses that have 500 employees or less, and then also to solo practitioners and to independent contractors. So they've added a couple of different categories in there. These are things you can apply for online at SBA.gov. They have up to a $10,000 grant that if your application is accepted, you can get $10,000 within, they say, a three-day period of time. We'll see how long the timeline is for acceptance. And that is a grant that does not have to be repaid. So that can be some immediate help. Now, you do have to have an impact from coronavirus for this to be the case. So you need to have losses. I think right now, if you apply anticipating losses, you can always, you know, withdraw your application once you get down and somebody's contacting you and you're working through the details. And then you have up to $2 million, depending on the size of the business, that you can qualify for as a loan at a 3.75% interest rate. And there are different qualifications for that and how much you'll get. But for most of us, that $10,000 is probably going to cover our needs over this period of time for just, you know, single-family residential landlords. The other opportunity is the Payroll Protection Program, and this is to keep people employed. It also includes self-employed, independent contractors, and sole proprietorships. And that is 2.5 times payroll. And right now what real estate investors are doing is we're taking our income from our rentals, subtracting our expenses as reflected on last year's taxes, and you will go ahead and submit that and then go through the process. So there is a chance some of these may get kicked out, but I think it's good for everybody to go out there and at least apply.
That is great information right there. And I do have a follow-up question to those two loans that I want to ask you when we come back from the break. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. If you've got any questions for Lynn, we've got two more segments coming up. You can call us at 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335. Or send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. We will be right back.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and on today's show, we're bringing back in Lynn Murrow. We had her on last week and talked about the coronavirus, some of the goings-on, a little bit about the CARES Act, and we're getting more into the CARES Act today. And if you've got any questions for Lynn, we've got two more segments ahead of us. The number here in the studio is 855-497-4335. Again, that's 855-497-4335. And before we get back to the economic injury disaster loan and that paycheck protection program, I do want to let you know, aside from the free workshop livestream.com site where you can go, if you've never been to any of our events, that's where you start, right? Free workshop livestream.com to get acquainted with Lifestyles Unlimited. If you are acquainted, you've been listening to the show for years, you're like, you know what, I do want to join. We've got a special going on our financial freedom program, normally $740 for the annual membership. That's been dropped to $197. You can learn more about that program if you go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. financialfreedomlivestream.com. Again, that's financialfreedomlivestream.com. Put in the promo code SAVEBIG to get that discount. Check that out, because Lynn's going to be giving a webinar this coming Monday on a lot of details around everything we're talking about today. So join. You can take advantage of that, of course. So again, that's financialfreedomlivestream.com. So Lynn, I want to circle back. We were talking about the two loans that you can get from the Small Business Administration, the disaster loan, and then there's the Paycheck Protection Program. If I have a listener right now that's thinking, well, I think I could fit in either of those buckets, can they apply to one or other, or can they do both?
To both, and what's going to happen is that the emergency disaster loans are probably going to be in play first, and then the payroll protection program, you can't double dip on the same losses, so they will subtract that $10,000 grant from any of the monies that are forgiven by the payroll protection program. And I think I forgot that fun little part at the end there, is you can get the loan. And then after 8 weeks, you can apply to have that amount forgiven so that it does not have to be paid. And they will do that if you have spent the money on the intended purposes, which is payroll. And for individual investors, I guess that would be our profit. So that is how that program works. And none of this will impact your credit. That's some questions that we get asked quite often. And it does not, at these lower levels, does not require collateral or second liens or anything on the property. When you get over $25,000, then you have some more things, and no personal guarantee for that loan for the payroll protection program.
Okay, and I want to bring up something you and I were chatting about over the break, and you know, I struggled with, is this anything I want to apply to or not? Do I need the $10K? I mean, it would certainly cover my mortgages for a period of time, but what eventually struck me is that I am going through renewals right now. I've done six already. I'm not raising the rent. I don't want to put anyone into any sort of financial distress, so we're just leaving things as they are. I am, in effect, taking a loss, because normally I would take my rents up, because the market is up. It simply is. And if I go through and do my math on the whole portfolio of properties, if I don't raise my rents at all, I'm going to be missing easily that $10K grant. So if you're on the fence out there, if you're not sure if you should do it, go ahead and do it. It's a very easy application. It'll take you a couple of seconds, a couple minutes, I'd say. It's maybe two or three pages online. They've very, very, very much streamlined it. So it's worth taking a look, right? Be a little bit conservative in this sense and get those ducks in a row now. If you don't need them, you don't need them. But if you do, it's going to be a good thing to have in your back pocket. Is there anything else we can add on the either of those, the Paycheck Protection Program or the disaster loan that you want to mention?
I don't think so, but I will add one more comment to yours, is that you were talking about not raising rents, and I absolutely agree with you. The other thing to think about here is if you are doing renewals right now and planning on raising rents, you need to be very careful in that decision, because it could be viewed under this state of emergency as price gouging during a time of emergency, and the fines and fees involved with doing that are quite high. And so if a resident was to file a complaint based on that, it would not be in your best interest to consider that at this time. And so what I'm recommending is that you either go month to month. Hopefully you have that clause in your lease. And the clause typically will raise the rent if you go month to month. I would write them a letter and say you're going to, for the remainder of this emergency period, leave the rent the same. And then you'll issue a renewal when we're out the other end, if you want to be able to preserve your right to bump the rent up at the end.
Good information. And we definitely don't want to be seen in a negative light as somebody that's price gouging. You've seen the press that folks get that have in hurricanes or whatever the event might have been, that are super raising up the cost of milk or gas or diesel or whatever it is. We as a collective, as a group of landlords, we want to shine. Okay, we want to be good to our residents, and we'll benefit in the long run as well. You're going to endear yourselves to them if you treat them well, and everybody's going to come out on the backside stronger, I would say. I was going to bring up something else, and I just lost the thought altogether.
Oh, well, I have another thought.
Yeah, please go ahead.
You just said there too, is that You know, that's really the heart of this, is these aren't residents who are refusing to pay rent or trying to take advantage of you. They are in the same situation we are all in, with something incredibly unexpected that came on very rapidly. And, you know, definitely that, you know, shoe hitting us in the head out of left field. And so we are, as a group at Lifestyles Unlimited, very focused on providing the best product at the best price to our residents. And we do good, solid tenant screening, so that when people come into neighborhoods, we are putting wonderful people next to our neighbors. And so we are a good, responsible group of people, and we really care about what happens to our residents. And so as a result, we need to be thinking this way. And if you're a slumlord and you've been slumlording your property, you're going to be in trouble. You're going to be one of those people that goes down in this. But if you've been listening to our show and following what we teach, or you're a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, I think you're going to come out of this okay.
Yeah, I would absolutely. And thank you. You helped me redirect my thought. My thought was also, you know, going through the renewal process, that's one thing. Now, we had a family, for example, moving out of town for a job. They'll be moving at the end of the month, so we'll be going through the showing process during all of this. But everybody that I've talked to, everybody that I've heard from, they're not having any difficulties at all reoccupying their properties. The lease up, you know, the showing process may be a little bit more difficult right now, but people are filling their houses without trouble. And now is not the time to relent on your screening process. Don't think you got to get a warm body in there at the cost of that background check or that credit check or lowering your criteria. Now's the time to go in the opposite direction and be very, very thorough. Just maintain your process ultimately, so you're not stuck with somebody down the line that you don't want to be with. So we've talked about the 401ks. We've talked about the couple of loans you can get from the SBA. What other options might I have as a landlord if I've, you know, times come due to pay the mortgage, I haven't got the rent, or I've had other issues on the money side? What do I do if I can't pay that mortgage?
Well, for single family owners, whether this is your own property or a rental property, the banks are issuing some pretty interesting options for forbearance, and that's the word that you're going to want to use. You'll call the servicer of your loan and ask them if they can forbear your mortgage payment on these properties, again, whether it's your own home or whether it's a rental, and see what they're offering. And each bank seems to be offering some different options. Some are pretty useless. A offering that says, okay, we'll forbear you for 3 months, but at the end of that 3 months, you've got to pay that fourth month's mortgage plus the 3 months that were forbeared. Well, if you could do that, you wouldn't need the forbearance. So you might decide to do it just to conserve cash if you're concerned about a layoff or about your own situation, but that's a fairly unattractive loan offering. Many loan services are offering you to put it at the back end of the loan. So if you have a 25-year loan, you're going to have 25 years and 3 months.
And let me interrupt you here. We're going to carry on that conversation because I want to hear more about the options. We are headed into a break. Last segment's coming up. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and we will be right back.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Back to the show. This is Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we've got Lynn Murrow with us. Now, she joined us last week as well. If you missed that show, I want you to go out to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab. That was Sunday a week ago. If you've missed any of this show, same thing. This is going to be archived. Go out to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab. We've talked about ways you can get a $10,000 grant, loans you can get to help you weather the storm, if it's that much of a storm for you at all, other things you can do. And ahead of the break, Lynn, we were talking about forbearance as a possible option if I'm having difficulty meeting my mortgage payment, whether it's on my single family, you know, rentals, or perhaps it's my personal home. And forbearance might be a way of basically you're talking with your bank and they're going to move your stop your mortgage payments altogether, in a word. But the question then becomes, and the question you absolutely have to clarify, is when do I have to pay this back? So, Lynn, what are some of the options that you've been hearing about in the market so far with the banks, with the lenders?
Started to talk about, you know, sometimes they're going to pile it up, and as soon as you stop forbearing, you're going to owe it all back, and that's something that's not good for you. Your renters aren't going to be able to do this either. This could be one of the worst things that happens to renters, is if they forbear 2 or 3 months, and this is the thing that's misunderstood, is a lot of them are hearing sound bites and thinking it means free rent, that they don't ever have to pay, and they do. Unless they issue rent vouchers at some point in the next relief package, renters are going to have to make this money up, or they're going to be subject to eviction. And then they're going to lose deposits. They're going to have to come up with first month and deposits for the next house. Then they're going to have to pay for the move, which isn't inexpensive for a 3 or 4 bedroom home. So it's not good for anybody. But for forbearance, if they can put it on the back end of your loan, that's going to be the best thing for you. If there should be no consequences for your credit or anything else, should be a straightforward process. Every servicer is going to be different. So you're not going to call your lender, you're going to call the servicer, the number of the company that is on your bill. So whether you get online bills or whether you get a bill in the mail, there's a number on there to call. That's who you're going to call to find out about forbearance. And I think that's a good idea for anyone who owns a home, your own home, if you're in trouble, if you've lost hours, if you have been laid off, if you have been furloughed without pay, and, you know, are looking at all these programs and not sure what's going to happen to you, or maybe unemployment has been slow or you're having a hard time getting filed, then it's definitely something that you should look at. And then for rental properties, if you have non-payment of rent.
Okay. And then be prepared to spend some time on the phone on hold. You're not the only one calling in, I can imagine. And if you're like me, I tend to have multiple lenders, so I've got lots of different parties to call. But hey, if that's what it takes to get you that cash flow, or to protect that cash flow to keep you going through to the next month or month after that, then take that step. I was telling Lynn over the break, a buddy of mine has already done that. He's fine. He's gotten all his rents in, but he's a little nervous, and he just wants to take that precaution. So he has done that already and gotten that forbearance already at this stage. Now, Lynn, you mentioned the renters, the tenants, the residents. Thinking that maybe they can just cut out and not pay rent at all. I think with our Lifestyles members, we've got good residents in place. You know, we have a good relationship. We've got our best product, best price on the market, which is what brings in the great residents. In fact, I had a conversation with one of my new residents years ago when they first moved in. They're still with me. And I said, you know, we're going to do a regular walkthrough, maintenance walkthrough, so I can see what needs to be fixed up. And she looked at me and she's like, Andy, no one's ever done that for me before. These are all things that I learned at Lifestyles. That keeps a good relationship. Those people are still in place. They are renewing, and we'll carry forward. So, you know, it all comes down to how you manage your residents, manage your tenants. But Lynn, if they are having difficulties, what can we tell them? What tips can we proactively give to them, our residents?
There are several things that I am finding people are not aware of. And so this isn't just for renters. This is for anybody who may have these things. So car loans. If they have a car loan, they can call up their lender and ask them to forbear the loan. Again, each lender will have, just like I described before, under forbearance, right? They'll have different programs, but a lot of them are just tacking it on to the end of the loan. Very helpful to get 3 months of forbearance on your car loan would be terrific for most people. Student loans, they do not have to be paid during this time of emergency. That's part of the CARES Act. And again, if you have questions, you can call your servicer, but you shouldn't actually be receiving bills. And actually, if you're on automatic payment, they should be suspending those, but you know there's going to be errors there. So look into that if you have student loan debt that you're paying back. Credit card bills, same thing. You can get those pushed back. Utilities, you can get those pushed back, and you can look for local resources that will actually forgive or pay those utilities for you. Other local organizations are providing food. They're providing rent assistance. So it is good for everyone involved in these transactions to have partial payments. So if it's possible to pay any amount of the rent, that is going to be less to deal with on the back end of this. And it's a good idea to stretch right now to try and get those things paid so that you don't have, you know, that big of a bill when we get to the end of the state of emergency and now everybody's looking at having to catch up on payments.
And I'm curious, Lynn, we've got a very broad base within Lifestyles Unlimited, 50,000 members around the country, around the globe, really. What are you hearing so far from the members in terms of April payments? How are things going out there right now?
All weekend, I have been getting emails coming in, and we're actually trying to do a little bit more organized survey. One of our members is doing this on a group email that all of the apartment syndicators are on, and asking them to go through each property and give information about what percentages have paid, what percentages have done partial payment, and what percentages have done payment agreements. And when we get that information back, we'll have a lot better feel. But so far, just anecdotally, most people are getting the vast majority of their rent. And everybody that I've talked to in single family has collected 90% of their rent. So this is a good sign. A lot of people are concerned about next month, but by next month, we should see some of these loans kicking in. We should see unemployment straightened out and people be able to file, and a lot more movement forward on getting people the money they need to continue to pay their bills, which is the goal of all of this, is that people can continue to pay their bills because this is a short-term emergency. There was nothing fundamentally wrong with our economy at the time that this happened. So if we can get people in a situation where that income is coming in, then they'll be able to step right back out into what they were doing and continue. And there'll be a few businesses that don't survive this because they weren't going to survive anyway. And they were already on their last, you know, their last life, and it just isn't going to work. But the vast majority of businesses will be able to get restarted.
Agreed. So certain large retailers come to mind when you make that statement, of course, but we'll see how everybody fares. And that's great to hear. I know
you think about it. Yeah, Sears, if they're not gone already. And see, I don't even know because I haven't shopped there in decades, but if they're not gone already, they're probably not coming back and not opening, right?
No.
So, but that was destiny for them anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So Best Buy will be back. They'll be fully open and they'll be back to fully servicing. And they found some very creative ways, by the way. If you don't know you can buy from Best Buy, you can, and they'll come take it out to your car and drop it in your window. It's wonderful. So
with all of us stuck at home, we need our Geek Squad right now, I think, right?
Exactly.
To keep things running. Well, I guess my final question for you, Lynn, we're getting a little close to the end of the show here. So for the person that's listening that's been kind of on the fence about getting into real estate, do you have any advice or any recommendations for them at this moment?
I do. This is very similar to what happened just after I joined Lifestyles. Of course, we didn't have a pandemic. Instead, what we had was a bubble burst in the housing market and everything collapsed. But I had done my education. I had been listening to Dell on the radio. If you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab, you can listen not only to Andy's shows and all your local DFW shows, but you can also listen to our national radio show with our founder, Dell Walmsley, and it's the Dell Walmsley Radio Show. And if you go back a couple of weeks now and listen to those shows in order, you're really going to get a good feel for where the market's going and what we're looking at. But we absolutely are looking at buying opportunities that haven't been around in a long time. And every crisis creates opportunities somewhere. There are people sitting at home right now putting the finishing touches on business plans that are going to launch new businesses in a month. and they're going to take advantage of the situation. You need to do that too.
Absolutely. That takes me back to what I brought up at the very start of the show, going to the case study virtually on Thursday, getting ideas from transitioning from single family into multifamily. If you're just getting started, start working on that education now. Like Lynn said, go to lifestylesunlimited.com to learn more. Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com to learn more. If you want to join, go to financialfreedomlivestream.com. Massive markdown discount on our membership. Save Big is the promo code for that. That's an annual membership. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. This is Andy Webb. Lynn, I thank you for joining us again today. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.